This is Jay Sekulow. Emails show that the State Department was fully aware that Benghazi's attack was terrorist-based.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
New evidence in Fox News that the Obama administration knew the Libya attack was an act of terror even as it happened. Fox News has obtained internal State Department emails. The emails showing that an al-Qaeda-linked group claimed responsibility for the Benghazi attack as the assault was ongoing on the U.S. consulate.
The people on the ground in Benghazi knew the security environment that they faced and expected it. They'd been cabling back to the department asking for security enhancements. And this is simply the playing out of everything they worried about. Now, as you say, there's a paper trail. This gets much harder to sweep away.
And they wanted more security there.
Well, we weren't told they wanted more security again. We did not know they wanted more security again.
We weren't requesting additional security. We were requesting to keep the security that we had. And that was being taken away.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And why this is important, not because who did what when is a problem here, it's about the fact that decisions were made, big policy decisions, including elevating the video, that if you listen to those email or read those emails, nothing about the video, it elevated the video and actually caused more protests across the Middle East.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And talk about a troubling development for the White House, and that is now the release of a series of emails that were sent to not only the State Department, but also the NSSEOP, that's the National Security Staff, Executive Office of the President of the United States. Let me read you these emails, folks. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. The subject is U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi under attack. By the way, our television audience is here, so I want that to be seen on the screen, the actual email. The Regional Security Office reports the diplomatic mission is under attack. The embassy reports approximately 20 armed people fired shots. Explosions have been heard as well. Ambassador Stevens, who is currently in Benghazi, and four COM personnel are in the compound safe haven. Now, interestingly, it says the 17th of February militia is providing security support. Now, David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, who's the 17th of February militia?
It's a gang of shopkeepers, grocers, and who knows what else that have been hired by Americans, not paid by some accounts for months, and had about a 30% turnover every single month. And that was apparently, according to this email, our front line of defense.
And we now know that the White House was reviewing this and all in actual time, in real time. And how about this one? Another email. Here's the, again, goes to the National Security Staff, Executive Office of the President, folks. That's in the President's office. It says the embassy Tripoli reports the group claiming responsibility on Facebook and Twitter has called for an attack on embassy. That group is the, and it's a one of the largest organized terror groups in the region. It's Ansar al-Sharia, and that group, Ansar al-Sharia, has been around pretty much since the formation of al-Qaeda, David.
Right.
It's a spinoff, but it's part of.
This is a well-known terror group. This is not a spontaneously formed YouTube protest group. It's a well-known terror group. And you go back to that first, that very first email. What's it say? Reports approximately 20 armed people firing shots. It does not report
a protest.
A protest.
So, folks, we've got a complete cover-up here by the White House. We got four dead Americans, including our U.S. ambassador. And here's the question. Where's the information in this? And why at the same time is the President of the United States sending out his people on Capitol Hill saying, let's go ahead and release $1.2 billion of our money to the Islamic-led Muslim Brotherhood, who will take that money and give it to these radical groups that they're in association with. Now, if you think this is absurd, so do I. But the nature of what we're dealing with is absurd, because now we've got the evidence. We've got the actual emails that show exactly what happened here. And this cover-up is one of the worst in U.S. history of the presidencies. It makes Watergate look like nothing. A bungled, you know, burglary compared to an absolute cover-up, and the administration still not coming clean on this. We're taking your calls. How does this impact the election? How does it impact generally your feelings about where the administration's going? 1-800-684-3110 now. Folks, everybody, go to your phones right now. I want you to sign on this petition. We have stopped the funding so far of the Muslim Brotherhood. We need you to help us. Sign that petition today, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
At a time when America faces serious challenges abroad, there's a new push on Capitol Hill. A call to put the brakes on U.S. funding for Egypt. A request from congressional leaders to place a hold on nearly $500 million to a country where real questions remain about whether Islamic terrorists are at the controls of the new government there. This comes as Congress holds hearings to find the truth behind the security collapse in Libya, where terrorists believed to be Al-Qaeda assassinated our ambassador and three other Americans. The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. Well, a series of three cables, actually three emails released, show, in fact, these came from our U.S. diplomats that were in the embassy, U.S. embassy in Tripoli. It's saying, the first one says, reports approximately 20 armed people fired shots, explosions have been heard as well. Ambassador Stevens, who is currently in Benghazi, and four of our other personnel are in a compound safe haven. So they knew there was an attack, and they knew there was not a protest, and they knew now it was organized. Then a report comes in that eventually, a couple hours later, the Tripoli reports that the firing at the U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi has stopped and the compound has been cleared. Response team is on site. They don't report at that point, of course, that Ambassador Stevens is dead, as well as the three others. And then to the National Security Staff at the Executive Office of the President of the United States comes an email that says the embassy in Tripoli now reports that the group that claimed responsibility, they used Facebook and Twitter, and has called for an attack on the embassy in Tripoli. This group, by the way, the Ansar al-Sharia, is a al-Qaeda-like organization. But, Than, you just pointed out something, that even with that information, what happens in Tripoli?
Yeah, nothing happened, Jay. This is actually the part of this that is the most troubling to me. I mean, you had 300 administration officials who were just told that this terrorist group claimed responsibility for the attack in Benghazi. And then they said that same group has warned us they are coming to attack Tripoli. Jay, this administration sent no one for Tripoli for backup. This tragedy could have been double as bad.
Look, folks, we've got to stop funding these governments that are killing our people. Let me be really blunt here. We've got right now a $1.2 billion request, $450 million of it to be released immediately, to the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. We're going to borrow money again from China. That's going to taxpayers like you and me, we're going to have to pay it back. And we're going to give that money to the Muslim Brotherhood, who are going to buy ammunition from Germany to use against Israel, or more than even Israel. And you say to yourself, how could this be happening? And how could the administration be calling for this right now? It makes no sense to you. It makes no sense to me either. But, folks, this is where you need to take direct, targeted, aggressive action. And that action is this. We've got a petition that is approaching 175,000. We may be close to 200,000. And so far, and let me get a report here from Than, and then I'm going to have you take direct action, folks. Than, right now, that money, which we thought was going to be released months ago, what's the status?
It has not been released. I checked on it this morning, Jay. We are winning this fight, but we're only winning it because we continue to watch it. We've got to stay on it.
Well, I'll tell you this, folks. As I said, the petition's at about 175,000. With phone calls, we're close to 200,000. Here's what I want everybody to do. Go to aclj.org. We're going to make sure that petition is on the website. So we're going to double-check that right now to make sure that's on the website. And also, you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. Now, here's what I'm asking you to do. We're sending this petition to the White House, to members of Congress, and we're saying, don't release our money, it is our money, to the Muslim Brotherhood, period. With no conditions attached, it makes no sense. Especially in light of these cables. We got to get to the bottom of what these Islamic regimes are doing, folks. 877-989-2255. Take a stand today. Let's keep this money back. It's our money. We could use it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go right to the phones. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Than, who do we have?
A lot of phone calls coming in, Jay. We're going to start with Ida. She's calling from California on line 4. Ida, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. Can you please set this straight? My husband thinks that it was the Republicans that cut the funding for security in Benghazi. I'll hang up and hear your answer.
Yeah, absolutely not true. That is absolutely incorrect. The funding for security, first of all, is it's done on a massive scale. In other words, when the funding's put in place, then the State Department allocates resources. But Secretary of State Clinton said, I mean, I'll give her credit for this, she took responsibility, David, for not having security. But this is beyond security. This is the lie about a YouTube video starting all these protests, which are now captivating the news as these emails come out. The White House knew it was, in fact, Ansar al-Sharia, a targeted terrorist group that made a targeted attack on our embassy, including our ambassador.
Well, let's make one thing perfectly clear about this budget. Number one, the State Department has said that the security there was not withdrawn because of budgetary reasons. Period. End of discussion. The 16 Special Forces soldiers who are helping provide security were not withdrawn because of budgetary reasons. That is indisputable at this point. And then the second thing, going to this YouTube, it's just astonishing to see these emails and to see if the dominant theme was some sort of YouTube protest, if that's the thing that was
debunked.
So obvious that's going to be talked about for days afterwards, why is it not in the contemporaneous reporting?
Of course not. Right, because it didn't happen. Here's what you do have, though. Ambassador Bolton was on Fox News yesterday. I want you to listen to what he has to say. Let's go ahead and play that one.
These emails say to me that if anybody at the White House thought they could cover this story up by referring to the Mohammed video with this documentary evidence in real time, then it wasn't just a cover-up, it was an incredibly stupid cover-up. So I think this may be further proof of the ideology explanation that there's this screen over consciousness that prevents them from seeing reality when it's put right in front of them.
We've got radical regimes in the Middle East that are run by radical Islamist organizations. And let's cut the nonsense. And the White House has got this glossy view. It's exactly what Ambassador Bolton said, that somehow, you know, democracy has come to the Middle East. Now, let me tell you what's come to the Middle East. The rise of radical Islamic leadership. And let me even take the situation in Libya. Do we know who's behind all this? Do we know? Let's take Syria. Bashir, bad guy, no doubt about it. Do we know who's behind him? Do we know what groups, David, are behind him? Or are we going to end up with another Egypt, another Tunisia, where we end up with these radical extremist groups? North Mali, we're having the same situation right now. We're going to end up having the entire area run by radical Islamic regimes, and we're going to be funding it.
You know, and one of the reasons why we're ending up like this is we don't understand our enemy. We don't see them as the movement that they are. We see them as something else, just a few tiny isolated extremists.
Yeah.
But this is a movement that is sweeping the Middle East. We don't grasp it. We don't understand it. We look at it through rose-colored glasses, and we believe that hope is a strategy.
Let me tell you, not only is hope not a strategy, let me tell you about the White House strategy here. They lied. How about that? They did not tell the truth. They did not tell the truth because they sent Susan Rice out to 5 talk shows to say that the Benghazi attacks were the result of a YouTube video. The President of the United States went on the floor of the United Nations, and not once, not twice, not 3 times, not 4 times, not 5 times, but 6 times, on a speech on the floor of the United Nations, and blamed a YouTube video for the assassination and death of 4 Americans. An attack on 9/11. Yeah, we killed bin Laden, and that's good. The problem is there's a lot of bin Ladens out there. And this rose-colored glass idea that this administration's operating under is if, oh, well, you know, if we could all just have a, you know, come by here moment, we could all just sing a song, get around the campfire. Here's the problem. You get around the campfire with these groups, you get burned. You're dealing with the Islamic radicals, jihadists. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. we don't get to the bottom of this Benghazi story, it's going to make every political scandal in this history look like nothing. You know why? Watergate, people say Watergate was terrible. Really? How many people died in Watergate? How many deaths were there at Watergate? How about Iran-Contra? A lot of deaths of Americans? No. Why not? Because this is a cover-up of an attack on 9/11 on U.S., technically U.S. soil. And Than, I'm going to go to you first. I'm going to ask people to make a call to action in a moment here. But Than, this situation right now, I know you're working very aggressively on Capitol Hill. We had Lindsey Graham on. We're going to be playing the rest of his full interview later in the broadcast. Than, I'm going to re-air that on Friday. It was so significant. What are we doing on Capitol Hill right now on this? Because, Than, this is a big deal. I mean, besides elections and everything else, this itself is a big deal.
This is a massive deal, Jay, and what we are doing is we are making sure members of Congress know the mountain of evidence that we have on this. I mean, the embassy was bombed twice leading up to these attacks. There were repeated requests for more security and more personnel. We have these cables from the ambassador that says he knew this type of attack was coming, and Jay, this happened on 9/11. Every American instantly knew that it was terrorism. We are making sure that Republicans and Democrats, Jay, and Democrats are with us on this in some cases because they want to keep the American people safe. We are making sure that they continue to focus on this, even if the commander-in-chief won't do it.
Well, I'm going to put this into a context in a moment. David, go ahead. I know you had a comment, and then I want to play something from Ambassador Bolton.
You know, here's what's so mystifying to me. It's not like Americans don't realize that we're at war. It's not like Americans don't realize that we're going to get hit sometimes. But there's this strange insistence to deny the reality of terrorism.
Right.
Fort Hood? Workplace violence?
Nonsense.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
And then this, a YouTube video? Again, are you kidding me? Why deny reality?
All right, listen to Ambassador Bolton.
I believe the ideology explanation is the most powerful because it also explains why they refused repeated requests for security enhancements for the embassy in Tripoli and the consulate in Benghazi before September the 11th. They just didn't want to acknowledge that al-Qaeda was resurgent in Libya because it undercut the storyline that the war on terror is over, al-Qaeda's on the run, the Arab Spring has been a success.
And instead, the war on terror continues, al-Qaeda is not on the run, and the Arab Spring has turned into a winter nightmare. And that's the reality. Folks, here's what we do. We've got to stop the funding of these groups. We're about to give the Muslim Brotherhood $1.2 billion to buy weapons from Germany that they will use against Israel and others. You go to your phones right now. I mean, everybody that's going, you need it. We're stopping. We're winning this. We're stopping this funding right now, but I need you to go to your phones right now. Here is the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Sign on to this petition, folks. We can stop this funding right now. Go to your phones, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to stop this funding or ACLJ.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. At a time when America faces serious challenges abroad, there's a new push on Capitol Hill, a call to put the brakes on U.S. funding for Egypt, a request from congressional leaders to place a hold on nearly $500 million to a country where real questions remain about whether Islamic terrorists are at the controls of the new government there. This comes as Congress holds hearings to find the truth behind the security collapse in Libya, where terrorists believed to be al-Qaeda assassinated our ambassador and three other Americans. The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Yeah, well, they are, and unfortunately, these lies are unbelievable. We got three emails that have been released. By the way, I want to make this very clear. National Security Staff, Executive Office of the President of the United States received these emails, and these emails say that their group that took responsibility for the attack was Ansar al-Sharia, which is an al-Qaeda-like organization, and that was immediately known, and all this nonsense about this video was a lie. And the President of the United States and Susan Rice and the rest of them, people are going to be calling saying, oh, you're so disrespectful. I'm not disrespectful. I'm a lawyer that deals with evidence. Here's the evidence. The White House knew that this was not a spontaneous attack, that this was a pre-planned attack of terror by a radical group associated with al-Qaeda. And that took place on September 11th. And instead they had our UN ambassador to the United Nations from the United States go on 5 talk shows and say this was about a video on YouTube. And then that president of the United States goes to the floor of the UN 6 times and says, this is all about the YouTube video. You know what? Well, it wasn't. And we've got dead ambassadors, and we've got dead personnel, and an attack on 9/11. And we're acting like, well, you know, and the president said, well, that's not optimal. Not optimal. How about telling the truth? They don't want to, folks, because I said this on this broadcast probably for the last 2 weeks, David. I said, drip, drip, drip. You know, I'm a lawyer. I've litigated a lot of cases. You can tell when the evidence starts leaking out that there's going to be a problem. And, David, this one, and Than, I want to get your comments on this, too. This one is a drip, drip, drip with real danger.
Well, you're exactly
right. And dead people. This is not funny.
And this was inevitable. It was coming out. Why? Because it has SBU, sensitive but unclassified. In other words, this was going to be in the public domain very soon.
They knew it.
And yet
they
still
were hoping after the elections, of course.
Exactly.
All right. All right. Let me do this, folks. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I know a lot of you are waiting. We've had a lot of material to cover. That's 800-684-3110. But I want to ask everybody that's listening to the broadcast right now. In fact, for our television audience, I am going to play a segment of our export, which talks about this from Iran and the whole situation there as we get into this and what's at stake. So we'll take a look at that in just a moment for our television audience. But for our radio audience, let me tell you what I need everybody to do. I need you to go to your phones right now. And we're going to get to 200,000. I want to cross 200,000 signatures on this. We've got a petition that's going to stop the funding of these radical groups, including the Islamic-led jihadist organization, the Muslim Brotherhood. They want to buy munitions, military hardware from Germany to use against who? You think they're going to use it against Hezbollah? You think they're going to use it against Hamas? They're going to use it against al-Sharia? Al-Qaeda? No. They're going to use it against Israel? Us? And we're going to train them? No. The president of the United States is asking for that money to be released now, and so far we're beating that back. But this is where you come in, folks. We're beating it back because the American people are saying, do not release this money. We have no conditions attached to this money, like acknowledging Israel's right to exist. If you have not signed this petition, I need you to sign it right now at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Folks, we are winning this. We can continue this momentum. We can stop this funding. We don't have to borrow money from the Chinese to give it to the Islamic-led Muslim Brotherhood. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Than, who's next?
Helen is calling from Massachusetts on line 2. Helen, you're on the air.
Hi, Helen.
I don't even know where to begin. But I just wonder, where is this all going to go? I just feel as though this president is a criminal. He's not only a bad president, the guy should be in jail. I mean,
well, you know, you don't get to, lying is not a, you don't go to jail for lying. Cover-ups have all kind of problems, and I'm not going to get into whether the president's, you know, legal culpability, but let me tell you this. Let me give you his political culpability. Outrageous. Absolutely inexplicable and outrageous. If he did not know, it's malfeasance. Okay? How do you not know when the cables are coming to your national security office at the office of the President of the United States? How do you not know that? To me, David, that's inexplicable. Sorry. Inexplicable.
Well, and it's made worse by his conduct over the next 24 hours. He goes to sleep not knowing if the ambassador is alive or dead. He hops on a plane to Las Vegas for a fundraiser. I mean,
does
here
Letterman,
we have,
does Leno, no, and exactly. Goes on Comedy Central and says, you know, it's not optimal when 4 Americans are dead.
Exactly. And so, you know, here we have a president that claims, and he claims at the debate, that it's his most sacred duty to protect Americans, and then there hasn't been a successful he's kept us safe.
And then we have this.
We have this.
All right. Hey, Than, let's go through so everybody understands exactly what's at play with the money and the funds, and we got to be careful here because things could happen really quickly. What's the status and what does happen here?
Yeah, no question about it, Jay. For starters, remember, Egypt already gets $1.5 billion, and as you have pointed out, $1.2 billion of that goes directly to the military. So you're talking about funding for, you know, tanks and weapons and ammunition. This is an additional $1.2 billion that the administration wants to send to them right now. The first $455 million, Jay, it's set to go out the door. The only reason it hasn't gone out the door is because we've been backing up people like Jim Jordan and Ileana Ross-Layton and Kay Granger, who have said it can't go out the door. But, Jay, the moment we quit paying attention, it's going to go out the door because the administration has already ignored Congress on this type of funding before. We can't let down. We got to get through the election is basically our goal here. We got to get through the election, and then we can readdress it.
All right, folks, you go to your phones right now. You sign on to this petition. Hundreds of you have today. 8CLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. If you're on the phone, hang on. We're going to get to your calls. Let me play a statement here by Mark Stein. Let's go ahead and listen to that one.
You know, what's wicked about this, Brett, is that the real politicization here is the guys who actually only see this in terms of, you know, ooh, will it hurt us in Ohio? Might it cause us problems in Florida? This could go bad for Obama. Nuts to that. It's real bad for the United States because this is a humiliation for the United States. It's bad for Chris Stevens. It's bad for Sean Smith. It's bad for Glenn Doherty. It's bad for Tyrone Woods. They're dead. They're gone.
I mean, folks, understand the significance of what is happening here and unfolding right before our eyes. Understand the significance of what is unfolding right before our eyes. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's try to grab one more call, and we'll be staying on another 30 minutes, folks, so you can take keep calling. We'll take your calls.
Let's go to Jonathan calling from Rhode Island on line 3. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Hi, Jonathan.
How you doing?
Good.
I'd like to know this. If this is possibly the regathering of the 12 tribes of Ishmael, and those are the Arab nations, they're going to come together whether we try to stop them or not, and they're going to go after Israel whether we try to stop them or not.
Well, not if we try to stop them. I mean, look, we're the strongest military in the world. We are. Israel's got a very strong military and intelligence. We've got allies. This is not a solo. Here's the situation. You've got, and this is the exact situation we're in. We have a government that's been elected in Egypt that has gone from being friendly towards Israel to being openly hostile. A prayer was given 2 days ago, and in that prayer, the ending of it was, by the imam that gave it, was the annihilation of the Jews in the state of Israel, to which Morsi said, Amin, which is Amen. That's what he said. That's the president of Egypt. And your president, our president, wants to give $1.2 billion to the guy that just prayed for the extermination of the Jewish state. $1.2 billion so they can buy munitions, weapons from Germany, sophisticated weapons from Germany, and use them against who? You guessed it. And we're going to allow that? The answer is you're the American people. We're the American people. The government is we the people. And we can say, no, you're not. We're not going to allow that to happen. So here's what I want to do. As we go to the end of this segment, folks, stay on the line. We'll get to your calls in a minute. Now listen to me, folks. This is critical. You understand the nature of the cover-up here. This is extreme. We're going to get to the bottom of it with your help, but we've got to stop this funding going to these organizations right now. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition right now. Over 150,000 have. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast now, go to your phones. 877-989-2255 to sign that petition or ACLJ.org.
The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.